So we're looking at Siman Reish Yud Gimel. So we saw Sif Aleph. We didn't see the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Aleph yet. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch said it on Peiris and Shari Devarim, except for Pasan Yayin. So if there's more than two people eating, so one person will pat the other one below Haseva. Shari Devarim, Sharmani Ochlim, Umashkin, any types of foods or drink, except for Pasan Yayin. Kutsi Pasan Yayin, Bays, Mishum the Chashibi, Bedarkim Likvoya, Aleim Baseva. These two items are things which people would make a Seva about. Pass or yayin. So therefore, for them, kviyas requires a seva. But by all other things, the first opinion of the Shulchan Aruch says, I can remote to somebody else without a seva. Echad partus leveru, let's learn, rafilu yudeya, kol echad batzul mevorach, even though each person knows how to make a bracha. Filo hachi echad mevorach, umoitzi echaber lechachilo, one person can be moitzi, the other person lechachilo, without any issue. But obviously this only works if one person came out to another person, the other person heard the bracha. So he has to hear the whole bracha. And, as we'll see in the next sif, there's a requirement of having intent to be yotzeh. And according to this opinion, that you could be much to the other person, not only could you, but you should, because of the Brave Amahadras Melech. Okay? That's according to the first opinion. Okay. Fine. Dalit, Afilo Bloya Seva. So these other items, Seva is not required. Why did Afka be pass behind the Hashivi? Pass and Yayin, which are Choshev, why Yadarkim Lecho Bahaseva Alamitus, they would, those things was normal to do it with a Seva. And that was when they would join together as a unit in such a scenario. So only by those things where that was normal to do it, and that's how they joined together. So if you're lacking that, it's not called joining together. Because you need a Seva. So over there, through a Seva, we have indication that they're joining each other. Whereas by Peiris, we can assume they're joining each other even without that. That's not necessary to be able to create the connection. However, even by other things, you do need yeshiva. Yeshiva mi boy hey. They have to be joining together in some way. So we need them all to be seated. They need some type of kviyas together. Now, this is not required. Shemei Ka'ina intrinsically works whether you have a kviyas or not. This is the kind of the Rabbanan, that it's not that the Chazal limited the right of one person to murder somebody else, and if they're joining together. So then we're joining together, it makes sense that one person should murder everybody else. But otherwise, each one can say their own bracha. So the same way that's true by pass, we say that. A lack of haseva is a lack of kviyas. By other things, a lack of yeshiva is a lack of kviyas. The Sharatzian and Beis deals with, do they have to sit on the same table? Okay, so he brings it, they have to be seated. Without the kaponim, they don't need the same table. It means right from the Gemara that we don't need them to be seated at the same table. So as long as they're already seated, that'll be sufficient. So, like we mentioned on last time we learned, wherever that was, Thursday, I guess, that would be preferred any time one person meets everybody else that there should be seated. That would be preferred. So by Kiddush, and that's the why the Alpi the Mishnah Berurah, the minig is for Kiddush to stand by the first paragraph and then be seated for the Bray Pirik Ofen and the second and the bracha because there you're being mighty to them, so you need to have yeshiva together.
Is he's going to get talk about like in a show with
I was about to ask this
Kiddush.
So what?
Like by day.
So we spoke about that on Thursday. And I just mentioned what you do need is even if you're going to be mekel and allow standing, they should have some level of kviyas. People should not be wandering. Everybody should be kavua and a makim, and they should be right. So it should look like they're coming together, as opposed to just people just wandering around.
Not standing over in a corner schmoozing and then saying amen to
them. Right. Okay, we'll see the end of the Sharatzion and Bays. He really points that out. So you need yeshiva. Now, then the Shulchan Aruch said in Sivkat and Vav, and Mishaburah says in Sivkat and Vav, with the Dam, and nowadays we don't have a Seva. So for us, we need yeshiva. But to learn, the Fisha and Darkena Bas Seva. We don't normally do a Seva. The Fisha Masha and Anu Misvadim, Leishav Yachad, Vashulchan Echad, Malecha, Old Nechshav, the Kriyas, Kamaya Seva, Liditu. Mahani feel of the Pasva Yain. So for us, coming together on one table, that's considered the kviyas, and that works even for pas and for yain. So here we have a difference between, nowadays, we still have a difference between peiros and yain and bread. Because by peiros, you just said in the Sharatin, you don't need the same table. Just like the Mizman Chazal, you do not need haseva, which is the real kviyas together. So the modern version of that is you don't need the same table. Whereas Pas and Yayin, Bizman Chazal, you needed a seva. The Mishnah already, they did not do a seva, just a yeshiva. But the Mishnah, that meant in one table. There should be a kviyas together. So take a look at, now go back to Sharatzin and Beis. So on the third line, all at the end of the line. So it comes out like this. Behold the custom of Shulchan Aruch, Lefiza Ein Chiluk. It comes out nowadays, there's no difference really between Paris and Pas and Yayin. It's a little bit not clear why. The Kabbalah, the Lekha Nafkimina Rabbi, now there's not a big difference. We don't need them at the same table, but we do need them. They shouldn't just be thrown out and spread out all over the room and no shaykh with each other. He says not like this, that you need dafka on the same table, even by Paris. He holds that Bishra holds that's incorrect. That which Magarum says you need the same table is referring to Pas and Yain. So even Bizman is that you don't need Haseva together, you need Yeshiva together, you need the same table. Okay. Fine. The Mishabura later on, Hilchos Kiddush is going to, deals with the path people stand. He says, but that the fact that they're being conveyed together, to come around the table together, that's the kviyas, that would be sufficient. Now, but this other issue over here, that you need the same table, that still should be relevant. So the question comes up in the Kiddush in the Shul, where one person we might see everybody, or Havdalah in the Shul for the same thing, one person we might see everybody else. We have to argue that requirement that you need one table is only something which the derech would be to put everybody on one table. But if you're talking about something which the derech would be to put people on multiple tables, so you can put people on multiple tables, and then one person can mutz everybody, because that's the kviyas.
What if that one person is sitting, and everybody else is standing? You sit there.
I'm not sure that's I'm not sure. Okay.
Maybe more important to be close to him than to be sitting somewhere off.
I'm not sure. Okay. Sivkotin Zagan. So there's no difference between, he says, then he says that which we say by other things other than pass, one person can be much the other people. That's talking about Bracha Rishayna. Okay, but by Bracha Chroina, the each person should say his own bracha. So Mishabur says, "Cotton zayin chutzim in the past. All the hisgar amakaber pasach. Mishum the past came along. The imahem shloisha mazam the moitzi echad is chaver bebrachos the mosin. So past is an exception in the bracha. So comes out past is different in the bracha Mishana. By bracha Mishana, by shard the morgan, you can one person can mosin another person without the kriyas, haseva or the same table." And in regards to the whereas past, you need either a seva or the same table. And in the bracha achrona, it works out the opposite, that by other things, one person cannot be mutzi another person, and whereas by past, in the case of when you have a mezumin, one person is mutzi another person. So it comes out past is different in both directions.
We don't even do that with the lunch.
We don't do that, not because we hold one person can't be as much as the other person. We don't do it because we're afraid the person's not going to listen. But it's not because we've lost the ability to mochi somebody. The bracha rishonah. That's all time of bracha rishonah. Time of the bracha rishonah. Kolecha marviach beoisa bracha. Shalke ayirikain mutar melecha belahonis saficha mitzarfim law. So we all roll joining because this bracha is allowing all of us to eat. So in that sense, we're joining together through the bracha. Al bracha shalachar achila. Shakar ochlu ubedaitim lipori. The point of the bracha chorin is to leave. So ayim mitzarfim. So we're no longer, that itself functions like this is the process of leaving. So at that point we're separating, we're not joining. I feel even by yayin, I feel by yayin. So by everything else other than bread, tzrichim l'chalak, you must separate. He's supposed to say his own bracha. By bracha korana. Because there's no zimah behavior. Tzrichim l'chalak, afilu kama yachad, even though they had a kibbutz together as a meal, l'mahani, that doesn't work for the bracha korana. Okay. But yeah, but kibbutz l'otzis ma'vorek, gam ken kibbutz l'otzioi, yotzav, afilu b'lo kibbutz klav. But yeah, but if one person was mutzi somebody else, it works. Even without any kibbutz at all, kama shepozak l'machar b'liel, simen kub samazayin, sif yud gimel, we discussed this idea before that without kviyas, one person can let the other person bidi have it. Okay. Comes the taz. This is all talking about I cannot be mitzvah to you because you have the ability to do it on your own. So Chazal said you should do your own bracha. But in the case where the individuals which are listening cannot do it on their own, so then the one who's able to can be mitzvah to them. But the Sharatzian points out in Zion yeshiva yachad miu bore the chadchila, but they should be yoshev together. In other words, we still should fulfill the tikkun of the chachamim, the bebirchas nehed, and to be much to somebody else, they should do it through a kviyas. Fine. Because of what has mashar echrenim, the hidna tzadalzim mahamoyin moed bebracha echrenim. Nowadays, people are very careless and not careful to say the bracha echrenim. So yesh nismuch lasus ken lechadchila. So since I'm telling you, but you haven't. If one person wants to say everybody else, it works. But lechadchila, each person should say on their own. The problem is nobody's going to do that. So we should be better that they should. We should actually say the bracha echrenim and be yotzei than not they would at all. Therefore, the lechadchila. We have one person and somebody else. Shavur hechab b'kalram abroch achrona v'yu acherim yotzim ayiroda afilu kashirim atzim levorich. So we and that's why you find many places in Kiddush etc. One person says the bracha out loud, and everybody's with everybody else. We probably bracha achrona main sholish shena kol b'kiyim ba bal peh. For sure by the alamichya or the alagefen, people are not familiar to say bal peh. somebody should do that. But it would be preferable to say along. The whole argument is that you're saying because you're afraid you're going to forget, or because you don't know how to say it, because you're not familiar with all of the words. So good to say along with them. You won't have a problem. You won't forget, and you know how to say the words.
If you know it, I mean, then it's better to say yourself at a pace that you can concentrate.
Pashtus. Yeah.
Why not bring the pashtus as well? I mean, the people mezalzel and achas meishalosh, then they would presumably be.
Really, they should. Really, they could be much of the brain of pashtus as well. They really could. The assumption is that brain of pashtus is short enough.
People will know it,
and then once you're already saying the bracha karenam, they'll say the brain of pashtus immediately afterwards. But you're right. Theoretically, they could do that as well.
What? Make other people sing
the brain. One person can say it, but say the brain of pashtus out loud.
Especially if you're in a place where you know there are people who really hardly know it, if they know it at all.
Well, that I've seen in a shul where the some of the members of the shul were really not learned. They would not be familiar. The Rav said everything out loud, the mitzvah and the brain of pashtus.
The benching, the presumption is people going to have a bencher in front of them, and even if they're not so learned, that they can read it.
Well, the problem with benching is, like I said before, we're afraid people are not going to stay focused.
Right.
So that's why we don't do this. Really meeker than you could, but we're afraid that people are not going to focus. So Dain Zimun Beperis. Kainu, the Kiman Dain Mitzvah Zimun Beperis, these Daman Yachad. So Zimun means let's join together. If Chazal had been Masakan Zimun Beperis, so now that itself would mean we're going to have one person with somebody else. But the Chazal did not, we're not Masakan that. And it remains, each person should say his own bracha. That there is an opinion which holds that you do Zimun by Shiva Saminim, and the mice of the minute, there is such a shita, and therefore Mishabura says because of the Sophic, it's best not to make a kriya to have, like, when we get the temple game over there, don't have a grape party. They have to go there and have a grape party, because now you're going to have, according to one opinion, you should be saying the Zimun together for the bracha in front of the grapes. According to one opinion, it's like Madafka not, because Zimun would mean you'd be Motzim, but you're trying to be Motzim, and you cannot be Motzim. So the Bach, Mishra quotes the Bach, and it's better to stay away from the whole thing.
Zimun, but the way we do a Zimun and benching, we're just inviting people to bench together.
Correct. We really meeker at the end of the Iker than Zimun was one person should Motzim somebody. It's a whole argument that you can't listen for a whole long benching. But I'll admit, you can't argue that. Now we would end up really that you shouldn't Zimun one person should Motzim everybody. So if you are supposed to do Zimun, that you're supposed to do. If you hold that you're not chayv in Zimun, then you're not allowed to. So the best solution is just to try and avoid the situation.
You've never been invited to a great party.
Yeah, but a wine tasting party, maybe you have. Okay. Now it comes along the Ramah and brings the opposite. That by Shar Devarim, it's not that Shar Devarim. By going back to Bracha Rishona, some Chavis of Bracha Rishona, by other things you can be mighty, only by passing Yain you need a Seva. So what's unique about passing Yain is that you require a Seva. Everything else you can be mighty without a Seva. Comes the Ramah and what says the other opinion says everything else you cannot be mighty. Period. Even with a Seva. So they hold that one person cannot be the other person, assuming they know both know how to make a bracha. Their argument is the dafka passing yain, the chashivi passing yain, which are choshev, they're from mahani haseva yeshiva lididam. They're either haseva or yeshiva makes a kviyus, and therefore now you're kavua together, you can invite to him. But everything else you cannot do that, and you must make your own bracha. Okay. Now we both pay is toich hasuna, but let's say you had a kviyas mitzad hamoitzi. So we are kavua together. So now echem avarch lekulam, one person can be mitzi the other one. So because according to the first opinion, one person can be mitzi the other person. According to the second opinion, the whole problem is you don't have a kviyas. Well, you have a kviyas. You got the kviyas through the bread. So that now according to both opinions, one person mitzi the other person. The migo the mahani asay, well the pas mahani nami the shari devor. So the Ramah said, in a case where you're at the end of the meal, they brought out fresh fruits.
You have to make a separate
bracha. We're talking about Bracha Rishonah. We're going back to Bracha Rishonah. So we said that there's
For the motzi and for the fruit served at the end of the meal.
Right. Okay. So that's what the Ramah said. Therefore, now, since it's a second opinion, therefore, the minhag is not the motzi by peiros. The peiros yud beis. So, what the mishari dvarim, or any other food other than pas and yain. Now, the yin sheikh who made the bash, shakar met, beer, or the honey drink called met. I brought the stomach of the taz, mugging of rum.
Honey and wine mixed.
It's called mead.
Mead. Met is a Yiddish word. Okay.
Mead.
So they argued that the same way that we said that there's a kviyas for a pas and for yayin, for them drinking beer was equivalent to drinking wine together. So no, our minhag is not to do that. Now what about yayin? We do have a kviyas by yayin, and by yayin one person would make a bracha of everybody else, either haseva or yeshiva. So no, nowadays by yayin also there's no kviyas, and one person, each person should make their own bracha. We don't make a kviyas, we don't make a wine party really. We don't have a kviyas that we get together to drink wine.
This is not including kiddush.
Well, kiddush really is, in a certain sense, is a meal. It's not the same. You're not getting together to make kiddush. You're getting together to have the meal, right? That's the real kviyas which is there. But the shalom was over here. Pasha, we're getting together. Their goal together is to have wine together, like have a wine party. So that's not, we don't really have that nowadays. So therefore, even if two people happen to get together for wine, it's not called a real kviyas, even though they sat together. So therefore, one person cannot be much the other person according to the Akbar. Okay. The dinner totally is a minhag of makomis. So the answer is that it should depend. The makom shemotzi harbor yayin regilu mikoyalot. Wine is very common. They actually do make wine get-togethers. We get together to drink wine together. Vadi mahani haseva yeshiva lotziach nesaver. So over there, haseva or yeshiva would work to mochi somebody else. Seems nowadays that we're not really much to anybody else in anything else by any food, even by bread. You know, Shabbos, Yom Tov, Sudas aside, we don't necessarily, you know, by the breakfast table, everybody waits, you know, or the supper table, everybody waits, and they say one person is much to everybody else. We don't do that. L'charo, he says, "Va'ashu, can I get a din?" Right? Because we said there's a rabbi Am Haris Melech. You bedafka should say to get one person with everybody else. So it's wrong. So what's the pshat? V'ashu mishum le'ena kol b'kiyam le'iskav l'otzis l'hotzi kainzim avur b'chayodim klal hay. So suggestion would be, we're afraid that people are not going to fulfill all the requirements of everybody else, so we limit that as much as possible. So our minhag is nowadays by foods, if one person is much another person, again, like I said before, Shmei kind of works. It's a tekana chomer. They weren't out of kia the Shmei kind of. So, but yeah, but if you did it, it works. Okay. Sif beis. Anyone who works mitzvah cherem elim can yoichol beyistim lahem. Vaz yotzim shmei also shemakavim milav afilo lo yano ami. Okay. So the law is that the chomer said that we're not going to allow the mavorek to let other people, let's work on eating with them as well. If he is, so as long as they hear the bracha, they're yotzei by hearing it, even if they did not answer amen. Answering amen is the equivalent in some way of making the bracha. Amen is saying, I believe that it's true what you just said, that bracha d'Hashem elokeinu melech ha'olam hametzilach min ha'aretz. Right? So that's what I'm saying. I believe that is true. So I'm sort of saying in a certain sense, even without saying amen, it will still work. Okay. You're dialing. Motzi Acherim, you cannot go to somebody else. My birchas in the hand. So Ruma cannot be Motzi Shimon in eating the food. Ruma not eating the food, or ate food with the same bracha. Dafka birchas a mitzvah shall call you strong. Ravim zebezer in my birchas a mitzvah. Each member of Klal is really connected to somebody else. Your act of being yotzei is my act of being yotzei, because I have responsibility to make sure that you're yotzei. When you're not being yotze, I'm like, I'm not doing it either. So therefore, even right now I'm not doing the mitzvah, but since I have responsibility to make sure that you do the mitzvah, so I am chayiv at this moment. So I'm in some way connected to the mitzvah.
What are you doing right now? Done the mitzvah.
Mashenkin and birchas in the henin. But by case of birchas in the henin, I have no responsibility to make sure that you eat. So what's my connection to your act of eating?
What do you mean it's necessary to sustain life?
Don't eat and don't make a broch. Even if they don't know how to make the bracha themselves, but fine. So the only way I can join you is because I also have I am also eating, and that way I have this key of a bracha. So then I can be mitzvah to you as well. But if I'm not eating, I don't have a key of bracha, so I'm not chayiv. And the law is that Shema Kaina requires that you're hearing from a bracha yuva, and I'm not chayiv in this bracha right now.
Even if, like, you're fulfilling the mitzvah of Hakmas Asorchim, it's your Orech Oreachim.
Correct, but I'm not chayiv in the mitzvah of Achila right now. So now, the mitzvah of saying the bracha on Achila. Now, therefore, it means even though the other person does not know how to make the bracha, I can be mitzi him. That's fine, but I can only mitzi him if I'm eating. So this is true by bracha Rishon, bracha Chorna, that that I can't be mitzi somebody else unless I've eaten or will be eating. Okay.
But he can say mila the mila after you if he doesn't know it.
Correct. Okay. So since I'm eating or drinking, then they're yotze with hearing me. So the Mishabura says, well, he's not eating with them. The Shemer were not yotze. They heard a bracha lebatola, because since he's not eating, his bracha is bracha lebatola. Bracha lebatola is not a valid bracha. They can't be yotze by hearing a bracha lebatola. Let's say, however, when he made the bracha, he planned to eat. Therefore, it was a valid bracha. Then something happened which prevented him from eating. For example, so it doesn't get into a bracha lebatola retroactively, they can't be yotze. Okay.
So even if he says b'shogeg, meaning even if he thought that he was supposed to make the bracha and it turned out that...
No, I think he means in a case where that mashal ocha was a shogeg. I mean, he made the bracha, he planned to eat. Then he says, well, I'm not supposed to eat now. So when he made the bracha, he was planning to eat. So it's not... It, it, based based on that, he had a fear of Nekam Rosh. And then he said, oh, what am I doing? Right? I'm supposed to wait for my wife. You know, I don't remember. But, you know, so that was a mistake. So it's not, his lack of a kilo was due to a shoygeg. So he made the bracha. It was a correct bracha. Then the Yotzer are listening to what he says. Each one has to have kavanah to be moitzi and to be yotzer. Filo yano, even if they do not answer amen, they're still yotzer. You die. The time of the Shema Kohen, so you have to have kavanah to be moitzi. You die. The time of the Shema Kohen, so even without amen, by hearing, like you said, Mireo Kim Bavurah, by answer, like you're saying the bracha. Okay, we'll close that, then you know the other. Without answering Omen, Binyam is not Ma'akin. Avul Chachilo. But in the case of being Yotze with the Brocha, so there's an Indian of saying an Omen above and beyond the regular din. Levad Mashavitza, Ladas Omen, I'll call Brocha Shashamam Yisil, Kilah Kabam and Simulash Tezvah. You should always answer Omen anyway. But above and beyond that, O Yotze Yeshkiyav Chachil, Ladas Omen, Brocha Shemiskab and Lotz Tezvah. But over here, above and beyond that, there's a chiyuv of saying amen when a bracha that you're going to be using. So this way you're actively involved in the process, and not just passively hearing, but you're actively saying, yes, this bracha is true and I want to use it. So there's two reasons why you say amen in that scenario, and that should be true. So in general, it would be appropriate that one person will make a bracha of everybody else. My Rebbe one time had this aura. He says, you know, Rosh Hashanah morning, so the Baal Tekiah gets up, the whole shul, there's 200 people, 300 people, 400 people, and he makes the bracha out loud, and everybody says, amen! Well, he says, I would like it from something else. 7:25 in the morning, you have the whole Beis Medrash full, everyone with their tefillin ready to go, and the Bechaz gets up and says, I'll have tefillin. Everybody says, amen! And they put on the tefillin. What's the difference? Tefillin is less kosher than Shofar. Right? Happens to be the tefillin has the mazel. Baruch Hashem is every day. Shofar is only once a year. So Meila, we don't do that. The Rebbe bets, and that's what should happen. That's what's supposed to happen.
I think he mentioned tzitzis in one of the mice situations.
Right. So over there, it says by Hilton tzitzis that they should do. Theoretically, we should have the chaz and do that. Okay? Okay. Okay. Sif Gimel. Ein Yotzi Dei Chavos Soi B'Shmi Yisabroch Afilo Yana Omein. I'm kidding. Shishmo Mitchilo Vat Soifo. Saying Omein is not enough. You have to hear the Broch. And you had intent to be Yotzi Yerchiv. I'm a Borach. Niskaven Gam Ken Lohitzi O Yerchiv. I'm a Borach. Had a mind to be Yotzi Me. Okay. So you need Shmiya and you need Kavona of the Shemeya and the Mashmiya. Okay. Shabur your test. You have to do the whole thing. This is by any bracha that's true. The fill bracha shame the rabbanon beinu davka shechav and lots of dayamitzvah. Say by bracha the requirement of kavana applies by brachas the rabbanon, also by brachas the rice. Okay, mashu berit sefei. Finally, I'm assuming some mishaburos yod v'yalocha shom v'simur kosh givul sebab v'yalocha dir masul chagoy. So what's the issue over here? This is like this. If you look at the Beis Yosef over here, in Simur Reish Givul, Beis Yosef says this halacha that you require kavana of the mashmiya to be moitzi him and kavana of the shemaya to be yotze goes under the umbrella of the concept of the mitzvah shechus kavana. It's not a halachic concept. There is a Rashba who says that this is a Tanai in Hilchos Shemei Karno. That Shemei Karno only allows me to use your Dibur if you're intending to share the Dibur with me. I'm intending to share take that Dibur with you from you. So I need Kavanah to be Yotze you, and you Kavanah to be Yotze. Otherwise, it's lacking in Shemei Karno. That's how the Rashba understands. So the Viralach America, the Beis Yosef comes to say that that's not true. The Shemei Karno does not require that. So for Shemei Karno alone, there's no need to have Kavanah to be Yotze. What's the Raya? Because the source for Shemei Karno, the Mor says, how do you know Shemei Karno? The Mor says the Daflam Tess. Mor says, what was the story? That at the time of Menashe, so Menashe undertook a terrible act of taking every Sefer Torah that he could get his hands on, cutting out every place that says Hashem's name and put in the name of Avodah Zorah. And he did that, the Mor says, to every single Sefer Torah in Eretz Yisrael. He was loathed for 22 years. The man was meshuggah if he wants to do Avodah Zorah. Then he did tshuva. Now the problem was in the Zohar they had the Sefer Torah was written by Moshe Rabbeinu, and they did not want that to happen to that, so they hid the Sefer Torah and nobody knew where it went. So the Sefer Torah remained hidden the whole time of Menashe. Even after the tshuva, they didn't find it. And eventually, the time of Yeshua HaMelech, the Sefer Torah was found. The Sefer Torah was open to the Teichotha about the Sukkim, so would say that the Russians going to take the Chayisra and the Melech, throw them far, far away, etc. So they find the Sefer Torah. Chayisra finds the Sefer Torah, and he comes to the Melech and look what it says. Right? That's clear in the Sukkim. The Pasuk that continues, it says, and the Sefer that Yoshio read said that they're going to be thrown into the gulls. Yoshio didn't read it. Chayisra read it. We count the Shemei Karno.
Oh, wow.
That's the source of Shemei Karno. Now, stop for a second and think about that case. That case over there was, it wasn't the mitzvah they were involved in. It wasn't being moitzi Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. He found the Sefer, said, look what it says! Oh, I'm being moitzi, you're being yotze. No, there's no being moitzi, I'm being yotze. It's not the one being moitzi over there. And the more applies Shemei Karno to that. So the Shemei Karno does not require Kavanah. So what's this Kavanah thing for? The Beis Yosef, it's a mitzvah Kavanah. So we're dealing with above and beyond just Shemei Karno. We're dealing with a mitzvah over here. Mitzvahs require Kavanah. So part of the Kavanah which is required is that I want to use this Dibur for the mitzvah. That's part of the Kavanah which is required. So if you recall back in Siddur Samach, the Magen Avraham said by Mitzvahs Rabbanan, there's no din of Mitzvahs Kavanah. All of them is Daraisa. So Zakti B'Shavura said, according to that, by Birchas Rabbanan, there'd be no din of having Kavanah. You'd still be Yotze. But you see, even the Moshe B'Shavura over here, it says, even by the Mitzvah Brachas Rabbanan, you need Kavanah. So Kavanah over here asked that it's a kash on the Magen Avraham, being that it arrived from the Machaber over here. The fact that the Machaber says you need it by Brachas, he says it again by Kiddush, Hilchos Kiddush Reish HaGimel, which is Kiddush is the Rabbanan, because the rites are Yotze in Tefillah. And both places, the Machaber says you need Kavanah. But both places, Kavanah says it's a right, Kavanah the Magen Avraham. It's Simon Samach that says by Rabbanan, there's no dinner of Kavanah. There's no dinner of Kavanah. That's what the Mishabur over here is being Bernamas to. It's a stark Kakasha. I'll tell you a flip side of it, though. We pass in that Seir is the Oymer Bisman is the Rabbanan. So there's a Shulchan Aruch Rav who says we have a big problem. So you get up into the shul, the Chazan says, Hayoim, Yoim, Echad, Loimer. It's the Rabbanan. So Yotze even without having Kabbalah. So it comes out every the shul was just Yotze, Seir is Oymer. So how can I get broke afterwards? Shulchan Aruch Rav in the Siman Tov Peites asked the Kash. She says, you have to have Kabbalah not to be Yotze in order not to have the problem of being Yotze with Shemei Karno, because it's the Rabbanan. The Magen Rav says, by the Rabbanan, you don't need Kabbalah. So he accepts the word of the reason why you have Kabbalah as the Beis Yosef Zohar, Kabbalah as Kabbalah. But then he applies the Magen Avraham that it doesn't apply to the Rabbanan. So, I mean, that's really funny, because Minei Ubei, so how can I send this in over here? Why my brachas in hand doesn't it apply? It's also the Rabbanan. So it's interesting, Shulchan Aruch Rav, but he says you have to have Kabbalah dafka not to be Yotze. Or you could argue maybe there's a stam das. Most people want to do it themselves and not be Yotze with the Chazan. So
they start at the same time as
that. If you're talking while he's talking, it's not a problem. Because then you're not your shirkan if you're talking while he's talking.
Well, I thought generally Paskin that you can in no way can be Yotze. The bracha is only good, but not the counting itself.
So the counting itself that's not so posh. There's the drasha starts of lechem that each person has to do with himself. That's not everybody holds to that halacha starts of lechem. Especially if you learn that Shemei Ka'ina is not a chasar of lechem. Shemei Ka'ina is called the mice of Dibur. The Shlichus is, there is some kind of word that Lachem is only my Shlichus. So I can't, and I point you as a Shlich to count. But if I'm hearing, so I'm counting. Shmei Akkad is like I'm counting. Okay. It's close about Sefer Hanu Gam Tevis Borach Shem Betilos. So you have to make sure you hear the whole word Borach. Not only Borach, but also Shem Dilag Ezer Tevis. Maybe Kar Borach. Allah Yotzei Chabosu. Tav Mishnah Beit Shachov Bechom. So you don't say the whole Borach. You don't say the whole Borach. You don't hear the Borach. You don't hear the Borach. Now, if you miss the word in the middle, which maybe is not ma'akev, so that's not such a problem. If there are which words are not ma'akev, and some of these short brachas, that's not really true. Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu, Melech Olam, Barei Hagofen, what word are you going to skip? Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu, Melech Olam, are all necessary. There's an interesting Magen Avraham. Some server says a flip side of this is saying Baruch Hu Shmar in the middle. So at first glance, like, how does that work, right? So Shmei Ka'ina, Baruch Ata Hashem, Baruch Hu Baruch Shmar, Lekenu Melech Olam, right? Very big offer. So that's being Mishalim Zeh. My Shmir is like speech to my beat, my speech is like speech. So even though you paused, I wasn't speaking while you were speaking. So what did I say? I said, Baruch Ata Hashem, Baruch Hu Baruch Shmar, Lekenu Melech Olam, very big offer. I said, instead of saying a 9-word bracha, I said a 13-word bracha. So some service says it's that's why we're very careful not to say Baruch Hu Mishmar in these scenarios. He says, but you be Yotzei. It's not called Mishalim Medeshra called Tavukam. Since you're supposed to answer Baruch Hu Mishmar, it's a Shem Hashem. You're Shemaya, but it's like a Dibur, but you're also Shemaya. Shemela, but he also would not be Makim. If the person is going weiter while you're saying Baruch Hu Mishmar, that's a problem. Now, another place that's very negay is by Kiddush Friday night. Right? And this is a common problem, a constant problem. Right? The Baruch says, Baruch Ata Hashem, L'Kenem L'Chalom, Reif Yagofen. Everybody says Amen. And while they're saying Amen, the person starts, Baruch Ata Hashem, L'Kenem L'Chalom, right? Sheikh Thomas Alvitsi, right? Right? You can't go weiter. They're being yotze with you. So they're still saying Amen. So they didn't hear the first word of the next of Baruch, because they're saying Amen still. So nobody was yotze. They weren't yotze. Yes, you're in a rush. That's beautiful. That thing. They come out the person that you're yotze. So it's really not nice.
Right.
Okay, let's hold it here.
Sure.